Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Insurance rates going up by 0.5%. No, it's conceivable that that national insurance rise could be brought forward a year, perhaps raise another few billion with that. But of course, many people, consumers, savers, everybody, will be looking at what he says on VAT.
Which has been cut, hasn't it?
It's been cut. We are 4 months into the cut, in effect. We know that it's going to go back up to 17.5% from the 1st of January. Well, I think the strong element of watch his lips, see what he says exactly, any hint that it might go up more in the future, you know, very much watch this space.
OK, John, and let's pin you down on the really bad news then. VAT, what rates? National insurance, what rates?
Well,
income tax?
Sooner or later, I personally feel that VAT will be going up, not just back to the 17.5%, but beyond that 18.5%, who knows, maybe even to 20%. Germany's done it, Ireland's raised its rates beyond 20%. It's a good money raiser, probably in due course softened with some more help on the tax credit side. Income tax, don't see much action there.
No change in the basic rate then?
No change in the basic rate, and that's what I feel. So put that down as the good news.
But national insurance, this stealth income tax, isn't it?
Indeed, and we've got the 0.5% penciled in already from 2011, as I say. I think it's possible that that could, if not be brought forward, we could see another 0.5%. So maybe it's a 1% in 2011.
And good news, savers have been promised some improvement in ISAs, have they not?
Well,
or promise pots is a bit too strong, is it?
Promise, I feel,
promise
a bit
from politician.
Strong. Hint, shall we say. I think it's quite conceivable we'll see a bit of a lift in the ISA limit. It would be a good and relatively cheap thing to do, given, frankly, that savings rates are so low.
So what, 7.5 something?
Well, maybe 10,000 from next year. You know, make a bit of a gesture. But in many ways, what people want is some better savings vehicles. So, you know, just a possible, something like some sort of granny bond.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.